The Gold King mine spill near Silverton, Colorado in 2015 shed light on the dangers of abandoned mines. The EPA-controlled mine released tons of toxic wastewater into the Animas River, which affected waterways in Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, and here in Arizona on the Navajo Nation.
But that was just one abandoned mine among hundreds of thousands, and the show's Lauren Gilger is here to tell us more about that. Hey, Lauren.
Hi. So that's right. Just this week, Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich announced the indictment of Baghdad Hillside LLC for allegedly discharging arsenic-contaminated water from an abandoned mine into a recreational creek in Yavapai County. The Attorney General's office said the water flowing from the abandoned mine contained arsenic levels more than 100 times the water quality standard. So just how common are abandoned mines like these, and what can they mean for our health and our environment? For more on that, I got a hold of Bruce Rittman. He's the director of the Biodesign Sweedy Center for Environmental Biotechnology at the Biodesign Institute at ASU.
Abandoned mines are very widespread. So across the United States, there's about 500,000 abandoned mines. Most of them are in the southwest, or west, and Arizona itself has about 100,000 abandoned mines.
Wow. And so what are the environmental concerns that these bring up? These are hundreds of years old sometimes, right?
Yes, many of them are hundreds of years old. They've been closed for 100 years or longer. So what happens, of course, is that water gets into the mine, either from rainfall or coming up from groundwater. The water leaches minerals out of the rocks, and they come outside, they get oxidized, and you create what's called acid mine drainage. It's the water that drains through the mine. It's very acidic because of the reactions that occur when the water gets out in contact with the atmosphere, and it's also full of metals that came from the rocks. These are metals that in many cases are very harmful, things like arsenic, zinc, cadmium, copper, are out there in these waters.
And what can that do, one, to the environment, and two, to people who may be affected by it?
Yes. So if that water then leaks out and gets into the waterways, it presents a risk to the wildlife, the fish, for example. And, of course, if humans are using it either for drinking water or for irrigation water, it then poses health risks to the people directly or indirectly through the crops.
Right. So this most recent example this week where this was a company that had an abandoned mine that was spilling arsenic into a recreational swimming area. Is that something that people who might have swum there need to be concerned about?
Oh, absolutely. Of course, it all depends on the concentration that is in the water. But arsenic is an extremely toxic material. It's regulated by the EPA in drinking water at a very low concentration. If you're in swimming, you're going to have dermal contact, and you might also just gulp some down, and it's something to be avoided.
Right, right. And obviously, the Gold King mine spill in Colorado, which affected much of Arizona as well downriver, was a really prominent example of this. Can you talk a little bit about the long-term effects that a spill like this can have?
Well, okay, so the Gold King mine, which is about almost exactly 2 years ago, so there were extreme short-term impacts. Anybody downstream couldn't use that water for drinking, for irrigation, for recreation, for anything. It was extraordinarily dangerous. Now, eventually, the problem passes because the materials that are in there will settle out into the sediments, into the river, and downstream and into Lake Powell. And so in the long run, it's not a severe problem. But in the short term, this is really, really a severe problem.
Right. And so we obviously all heard about the Gold King mine spill when they're on that large of a scale. But on a smaller scale, what are the concerns? I mean, how likely is it, I guess, that we will know if something like this is going wrong?
Well, okay, this is a big question because, again, these are abandoned mines. And often whoever is managing it is unknown or in dispute, or maybe it's not in dispute, but they're not doing such a good job, which appears to be the case in Yavapai County right now. And so bad things can be happening, and nobody's really paying attention. So for example, if the drainage goes into a water source that's a drinking water supply, the utility that's providing the water will periodically be monitoring for things like arsenic. So eventually it'll get detected if it's at a significant concentration in the water supply. However, that's not protecting the fish or the boaters or the recreational users upstream. So a lot of the problem is we simply don't monitor these things very well because of the nature of them being Abandoned,
yeah. Bruce Rittman is the director of the Biodesign Sweetie Center for Environmental Biotechnology at the Biodesign Institute at ASU. Bruce, thanks so much for coming on the show to explain this to us today.
Very good. My pleasure. Thank you.
And Lauren, let's move to the enforcement side of this. What's being done to stop these kinds of leaks?
Well, I also reached out to the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality about this. They were the agency that inspected this abandoned hillside mine and found the problem in 2013. And they told me they have a program to identify abandoned mines that includes ranking them according to their risk of contaminating something so they can prevent and stop leaks like this one. In this particular case in Yavapai County, they said they've been working with landowners in the area for more than a decade to stop the metals being released into Boulder Creek. And this company that's been indicted, Baghdad Hillside LLC, is the last remaining contributor. So now they're hoping the Arizona Attorney General's office can reach a remedy in court.
And that's the show's Lauren Gilger. Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks, guys.